السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله العظيم. Ulamae Kiram, most respected brothers, sisters who listen over receivers, and all Channel Islam listeners. Once again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan upon us that He blessed us with the day of Eid. I have repeatedly mentioned this on occasions of Eid, that Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continued with the celebration of Eid. The companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam continued with the celebration of Eid. Although those were days when they were under persecution, torture. In Medina Sharif, they were not even allowed to rest for a little while. There was the Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, Battle of Khandaq, and so many other preparations that they had to make. The Muslim Ummah was undergoing severe tests and trials, but still the celebration of Eid continued. But on those occasions they remembered those people who were suffering, who were going through difficulties, who were going through hardships and problems. So if we are given the opportunity of wearing good clothes, applying ether and perfume, and using the different kinds of soaps for the ghusl and bath in the morning, and coming to an Eidgah or going to the masajid wherever namaz is taking place, comfortably, peacefully, relaxed, no fear of any kind of bombs and missiles raining or any kind of torture or persecution. The person is not in a jail, imprisoned for no other reason except that he was saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, or inviting towards the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So what we have to understand is that those people who are going through all those kind of hardships and problems, we have to remember to make dua at least for them, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make it easy for them to. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala release them from those bondages and from those difficulties and from those problems. So it is a day of Eid, and who does not know the story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? And in 20 minutes time you cannot even do justice to any subject matter. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's incident, if we have to just speak on that, then that can take days or months. So I'm not intending to go into the detailed aspects of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's sacrifice, because that every little child also knows that on the day of Eid, Eidul Adha, we do Qurbani, and that is remembrance of the sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, commemoration of that sacrifice, that great sacrifice, where he placed the knife on the son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, upon the hukam and order of Allah Ta'ala. For us it is easy, we can just mention that as a historical incident. But ask any father who has been blessed with a child in old age, and now he has to put the knife on the throat of that child. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala saved Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and the ram came down from the heavens, and that is what we are commemorating, or we are remembering and recalling. So I'm not going into the detailed aspects of that incident or story. But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif many, many of his du'as. Many of his du'as have been mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Again, each du'a, if we have to discuss, then it will require hours. So one du'a of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is something that's very, very relevant to all of, to our times. And every Muslim should be making that du'a. But before I come to that du'a, Hujjaj gathered in the plains of Arafat. 3 million of them in the plains of Arafat, plus minus. And every year we get this gathering, and every year we talk about the unity of the Muslim Ummah. When we look at the gathering on the plains of Arafat, then we talk about the unity of the Muslim Ummah. And there is no doubt that it is such a spectacle that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made for us, that we can truly see the unity of the Ummah. But what we have to understand fully well is that the getting together of bodies is not sufficient for unity. Unity is not the unity of bodies, of persons getting together. If we can gather 3 million people, then the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, they also can have pop concerts and other kinds of gatherings where you can have 5 million, 10 million people. So it is not the crowd that is important. What we have to see is that why was there so much of unity? Why did we not have such kind of fights or arguments or disputes and division and disunity as we have over other issues? And yet, in that crowd that was there, we had people of different mazahib. Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's. People coming from different parts of the world, of different colors, different languages, different cultures. But yet everybody was doing the same thing. And there was no arguments and no fights and no quarrels, unless of course the person was truly ignorant. The reason for that is that we were following and obeying Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in ibadat. That was an ibadat. Hajj was an ibadat. And in the matter of Hajj, we were obeying Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, irrespective of where the person came from, what color, what nationality, what passport he holds, and what race he belongs to. But they were making ibadat. It was an ibadat. The ibadat of Hajj. And everyone, irrespective of who he was, but he was concerned about the masail of Hajj. Everyone was inquiring, how must I make Safa Marwa Sa'i? How must I make Tawaf Ziyarat? How must I make Umrah? How must I put on my Ihram? What are the prohibitions of Ihram? Now the different scholars from around the globe who were there, or before the Hujjaj left, they were guided by these scholars that this is how you should go about it. And each and every one was guided according to the Quran and Sunnah. Everyone said that Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his pilgrimage, this is how he went about it. So there could have been differences of opinion, but it was based on the Quran and Sunnah. So in Ibadat, when we obeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so the differences which were based on Quran and Sunnah did not cause division, disunity, friction and problem in the Ummah. 3 million people could have lived in the same tents, in the same camps. They could have lived on the same plains of Arafat together, united, although there was a diversity in their ibadat. There was a diversity. Different people were practicing in different ways. But because there was obedience to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those differences were based on the Quran and Sunnah. Therefore, there was no question of division, disunity, fights, arguments and quarrels. So if we obey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in an ibadat, it can unite the ummah. The ibadat of namaz, it unites the ummah. The ibadat of salat, zakat, the ibadat of Hajj. Now these fara'is, they unite the ummah. They can have differences, they can be diverse opinions, but there is unity. Why? Because the differences are based on the Quran and Sunnah. Now, unfortunately, when it comes to our other activities of life, when it comes to our social and other activities of life, our home life, our political life, our economic life, and all other aspects of our lives. So then there we are not prepared to look at the Quran and Sunnah, that what does the Quran Sharif say with regards to these aspects. There we find ourselves quite free to do whatever we want to. We use our intelligence, that if the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara, they are trying to attract people towards their deen through certain kinds of concerts and circuses and all kinds of other nonsense, then we too will indulge in those same things, and then we will say there's no unity. So unity will only come if we follow the Quran and Sunnah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. So we have to get to the Quran and Sunnah, then even if there are differences of opinion, it will still be that unity that we saw in Hajj, that millions of people can gather, but because in Ibadat they obeyed Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was unity. Now that is a subject again, it just came to mind. But I was talking about the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that we know that he underwent very, very testing and trying times. The whole government of the time is against him. His family is against him. His society is against him. His own father is against him. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam at that time did not look at majority and minority. There was no question of majority and minority kind of decisions. What Allah says and what His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that is what we have to look at. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, if he had to go by the majority decision at that time, then the majority decision that you must worship the idols, you must commit kufr, you must reject belief in Allah. But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, even though he may have found himself alone, but he went totally against the government of the time, the family, the society, because the person who is an individual, but if he is obeying Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he is not in the minority. Because Allah is with him, the angels are with him, the rasuls of Allah ta'ala are with him. So then he is not in the minority. The person is not in the minority. And then I mentioned once here, that if you have to go to the Kruger National Park, then there are more monkeys there are more bucks there, and other animals there than lions. But we haven't heard the monkeys say that because we are in the majority, so therefore we are going to threaten the lions. And I said that there we have two teams, the springbok team and the lion team. Lots of springboks are there. But the springboks there don't threaten the lions. So the person must not worry about that. He must see, my Allah is pleased with me or not. And therefore many times I have recited this beautiful poetry, and believe me that this was by a Hindu person who accepted Islam. And he was a poet. And now his poetry also changed when he accepted Islam. And he read this poetry in a gathering of thousands of people in a program that was held at one of the grounds in Delhi in the 60s. So there, because he was going through so much of difficulties, trials, torture and troubles for accepting Islam, so at that time this poetry that he said, it touches my heart whenever I read it. He says, Laakh aaye musibat to parwa nahi, Laakh toote sitam uska shikwa nahi, Laakh aaye musibat to parwa nahi, लाख टूटे सितम उसका शिकवा नहीं चाहे बदले जमाना नहीं उसका गम आप बदले तो अपना ठिकाना नहीं. So no matter what kind of trials and tests and difficulties and hardships I have to face, I am not concerned. Oh Allah, if the whole world turns against me, I am not concerned. But if you have to turn against me, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, And if you have to become displeased with me, then I will not find any place to stand. So this is what he said. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was going through such kind of tests and trials. So at that time Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made a dua. But the duas which have been mentioned in the Quran Sharif, it is for the ummat at large of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which was going to come. That they were going to go through also difficult times, trying times, different kinds of tests and trials. So he said, Rabbana alayka tawakkalna. Imagine at that time Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, O Allah, our trust and our faith, he and his companions, whoever they were, he said that our faith, our trust is in you, Rabbana alayka tawakkalna, wa ilayka anabna, and O Allah, we turn towards you with repentance. Our trust must be solely on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is where the ummah has made major mistakes when they place their trust on America, on Europe, in Britain, and in Russia. And they were always stabbed from the back. They were always stabbed. And no matter how many times they were betrayed, but still when they looked at some force, some power, some might, when they saw some kind of weight in their weapons, then immediately they fell for that. The temptation was there again. Or they were bribed. So our trust must be solely in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he said, Rabbana alayka tawakkalna. As Muslims, we make use of the means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created. Within the parameters of Sharia, we make use of those means because we are Muslims, we are believers, that Allah ta'ala created the whole universe for the believers. It is not for the disbelievers. Everything has been created, it is for the believers. Because of the believers, the disbelievers are also enjoying the sun and the moon and the stars and the waters of the ocean and everything else. The day there will be no one left on the surface of the earth to say one time Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will destroy the universe. So they believe in that. So therefore they make use of the means, but they have no trust in those means as we have placed our trust, or the Muslim governments have placed their trust. So in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also, there were forces there that were against him. But as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he saw power and might in those things, he said, I don't trust in these things. His trust was in Allah ta'ala alone. Rabbana alayka tawakkalna. I can't go into any details. Alayka tawakkalna. In the whole history of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you will find this trust and faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to the maximum. Wa ilayka anabna, and we turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I'm giving you just the meaning. Out of remorse, regret, shame, nadamat, we shed tears of shame before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, we are using all your bounties and we are disobeying you. Because we truly believe that our difficulties, hardships and problems, the majority of it is because of our disobedience to Allah ta'ala. There is absolutely no unity in the families, in the homes. Husbands and wives disunited, parents and children disunited, brothers and sisters disunited, local level, national level, international level, wherever you look at it, the ummah is disunited. On the plains of Arafat, they all get together there. When they will return, again, the same problems. So it is because of our disobedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said, Alayka tawakkalna wa ilayka anabna wa ilayka al-masweer, and towards Allah is our final goal, final return is towards Allah Ta'ala again. So then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilladheena kafaru. O Allah, do not make us a fitna for those who are disbelievers. Don't make us a fitna. Different explanations have been given, but one of it is this, that Ya Allah, don't make the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so weak that when the disbelievers, when the kuffar, the mushrikeen, when the evil powers, when they see the weakness of the Muslim ummah, then it becomes a barrier for them to accept Islam. That means that's a fitna now for them. That when they are seeing that those Muslims who say we've got trust in our Allah, and our Allah comes to our aid and our help and our assistance, and He has got unseen forces which come to our help, in the battle of Badr this happened, in the battle of Uhud this happened, in the battle of that. Now we talk about that, but we forget that assistance, that help, that nusrat that came to those people was because of their obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the dua for us is this, that Ya Allah, don't make us a means of fitna. And we have seen that when these people realized that the Muslims are so weak, irrespective of how many governments they have and how much of ammunition they have and how much of missiles they have and how much of planes and air force and navy and everything they have. But when we march into Jenin and when we march into Palestine and when we march into Gaza and when we destroy those homes and when we bulldoze those houses, nothing happens, nobody says anything. So you can see how weak they are, irrespective of how much of unity they talk about. So that becomes a fitna, that those people say, then what is the need for us to accept Islam and believe in that Allah, when we can see that that Allah is not coming to any help. So that is that fitna, we are becoming the cause of that fitna. Or in other words, they get a kind of an enjoyment. So he said, now I don't want to, I've got no time to go into details, but read up this ayat and look up the meaning and look up the commentary. So رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Rabb, forgive us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You're exalted in might. You are wise. Now just to conclude, now there's no time to go into any details, but this verse, this dua which Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made, as I said, many duas have been mentioned, and the incident of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also we can begin now and carry on for days. So these are lessons that we must take, that when we are going through difficult times, trying times, hardships and problems and suffering around the globe, then at that time this is the dua that we must make in abundance and see that where have we gone wrong, where is it that we have erred, we have made mistake, we have gone weak. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hasn't gone weak. He is the same powerful almighty Allah. He is and he will remain forever and ever. But we have gone weak. So at such a time we make abundant dua to Allah ta'ala. And again remember that our unity will come when we will obey Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just as we obey Him in Hajj, we obey Him in all our actions and our deeds. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us himmat and courage to obey Him, to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the Ummah. Immediately after these verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala states very, very clearly, just in a minute's time, that Allah ta'ala doesn't stop you, or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't order you to fight against those people who haven't taken you out of your homes. They are not forcing you out, they are not driving you out, they are not fighting against you. Then even if they are disbelievers, they are from the kuffar, mushrikeen, yahud, nasara, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't say that you just go and shoot them, kill them, murder them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that He orders you to fight when they are fighting against you, when they are driving you out of your homes, and many, many other things that have been mentioned. If not, then we as Muslims, we are supposed to present the ideal example. Go out of our way to be kind, to be generous, to be polite, to be good, to be honest, to be truthful, to be everything that a good Muslim should be, even in our relationship with the non-Muslims. Unnecessarily, without justification, without any reason, we should not cause them any kind of problem and difficulty. Not that because we are Muslims now we have some kind of right to just do anything that we feel like. Then we will attract them towards Islam.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Barik wa Sallim. Allahumma Rabbana ya Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my most merciful Allah,
most kind Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. On this Mubarak day of Eid, my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. You dearly love those who beg of you, and especially on this Mubarak day, my beloved Allah. Your mercy knows no limits and no bounds. My beloved Allah, millions of our brothers and sisters were on the plains of Arafat on the 9th of Zilhijjah. My beloved Allah, they proceeded to Mina after spending the night at Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, how much they have prayed, how much of du'as they have made. Ya Allah, we are seeking on this Mubarak day with the barakat of all the du'as that they made. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, all the tears that they have shed. Ya Allah, with the barakat of that, forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, you are merciful, you are kind, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not justifying our sins, my beloved Allah. We are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are not turning towards an idol who cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Our life in your control, our sight in your control, our heart, liver and lungs in your control, our hearing and speech in your control, our homes in your control, the ground on which we walk, it is in your control, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, if you shake the ground beneath our feet, nothing can we do about it. My beloved Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, forgive the entire mankind. Bless each and every one with hidayat and with guidance. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no shortage in your treasures of hidayat. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Let the winds of Iman and Hidayat and Islam blow throughout the continents. My beloved Allah, we have not been able to display what Islam is. We haven't been able to display the characteristics of Islam. My Allah, we are standing at the doorsteps. My beloved Allah, we are standing at the door, not allowing people to enter because of our character, because of our morals, because of our etiquette, because of our dishonesty, because of our cheating and our deceiving and our lying, and our indulgences in gambling and adultery and fornication. The disbelievers look at us and they say there is no difference between us and the Muslims. My beloved Allah, on this Mubarak day, we are expressing our remorse, our regret, our shame. We are ashamed, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, day and night we use your bounties, your gifts, your ni'mats for your disobedience. The great bounty of sight for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of hearing for your disobedience. Of speech for your disobedience. Our wealth for your disobedience. Our health for your disobedience. Ya Allah, when we are sick and we are ailing and we are on hospital beds, at that time we make tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. But when we get strength in our bodies, we are once again in adultery, in fornication, in drugs and in drinks and in wine and in women. My beloved Allah, humare hal par raham farma. How long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam have set the pattern for us. Ya Allah, what a major sacrifice Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made. Ya Allah, he was prepared to put the knife over the throat of his beloved son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, we are not prepared to put the knife over our evil desires, over our egos, over our haram passions, over our vices and over our evils. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with your love, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Give us so much of your love and so much of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything that is pleasing to you and my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Change the condition of my heart. Ya Allah, change the condition of the hearts of the ummah. Ya Allah, our hearts have gone past the stage of even bypass. Ya Allah, our arteries are so badly clogged, the arteries of aqaid, the arteries of our ibadat, the arteries of our dealings, of our etiquette, of our morals. Ya Allah, all our arteries are clogged, my beloved Allah. May Allah transplant a healthy spiritual heart into our bodies. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you change the condition of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. They came from the backgrounds of Kufr and Shirk. Ya Allah, somewhere from the Nasara and somewhere from the Yahud and somewhere from the Munafiqun. But my beloved Allah, when you gave them Islam and Iman and Hidayat, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Ah, my beloved Allah, that same Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu goes out to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, he sleeps next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, he becomes Amirul Mumineen. Oh, my beloved Allah, what is it difficult for you to change our lives? Ya Allah, give us hidayat, give us guidance. Ya Allah, put your love into our heart. Give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you. Ha, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. Ya Allah, but if you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. Our children will not be the coolness of our eyes. My beloved Allah, our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us barakat. Ya Allah, there will be plentiful coming, but no barakat, no happiness, no joy, no satisfaction. There will be nothing but quarrels and disputes and arguments and fights. Ha, divisions and disunity has engulfed the Muslim Ummah. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members. Unite the hearts of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. My beloved Allah, give us happiness, joy, satisfaction in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirat. My beloved Allah, remove our difficulties, our hardships and our problems. Remove the difficulties and problems of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the difficulties of mankind, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions of drought and of poverty and of famine and of AIDS and all other kinds of disasters. My beloved Allah, bless the entire mankind with peace, with hidayat, with guidance. Ya Allah, bless everybody with the tawfiq of Islam and Iman and make them worthy of entry into Jannat. Ya Allah, only those who have become stubborn and arrogant and made up their minds, they will continue with the torture and the persecution and tyranny upon the Ummah. They will continue with throwing their missiles and bombing and destroying and bulldozing. Ya Allah, then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Make their lives miserable as they try to make the lives of the Muslim Ummah miserable. Ya Allah, create divisions amongst their rank. Cause their planes to crash and the ships to sink. My beloved Allah, you are the same powerful almighty Allah that was at the time of Badr, at the time of Uhud, at the time of Khandaq, at the time of Fateh Makkah. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Ya Allah, teri khudai ke andar koi kami nahi aayi. No weakness has come in your power, in your might, in your glory. Ya Allah, we have gone weak. Don't look at our sins anymore, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, if we have to look at our sins and our mistakes and our errors, then we will face nothing but destruction in this world and in the qabr and in the hereafter. Ya Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which he shed for this ummah. Ya Allah, look at the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam which oozed for the sake of this ummah. Ya Allah, how much of his blood flowed in Taif. His shoes Mubarak became filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, your Nabi, the most beloved of yours. Ya Allah, the last and the final messenger on earth. Ya Allah, Rasul-e Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest after you. Ya Allah, for whom Jannat was made. Ya Allah, we cannot enter into Jannat without his sifarish and without his intercession. Oh my beloved Allah, he is being stoned in Taif. Ya Allah, he is stoned in Uhud. He falls down unconscious. Ha, by Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is stoned so many occasions. Ya Allah, he stands the whole night in prayer till his feet swell. When he goes into sajda in the Haram Sharif, where millions of our hujjaj made tawaf with such ease and such comfort. Ha, my Allah, when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to go, he was being beaten up, intestines of animals thrown on his back. My Allah, how much sacrifices he made for the sake of the ummah. How much he teared for the ummah. How much he begged for the ummah. Especially in Hajjatul Wida. How much my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for the ummah. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering throughout the globe. Ya Allah, remove the suffering, the problems, the difficulties of the ummah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the problems and the suffering of the ummah. Remove the tests and trials of the ummah. Those who are in prisons languishing, my beloved Allah, for no other sin except that they call towards you. My beloved Allah, create the conditions of their release. Ya Allah, unke hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, different kinds of diseases and sicknesses and ailments we are suffering from. We know that physical diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely sinful servants of yours, extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, my beloved Allah, with any kind of sickness and pain and problem. Ya Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Bless our parents with good health, our family members with good health, the entire ummah with good health. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, wherever they are sick and ailing, my beloved Allah, bless them with shifa, especially on this Mubarak day. How many brothers and sisters are in hospitals, they will not be able to celebrate the Eid together. How many parents are in hospitals, their children will have to take a small parcel of food and go and feed them at the hospitals. And how many will not be even able to take a little bit of food on this Mubarak day, because they are on tubes in the hospital beds. My beloved Allah, bless each and every one with shifa. Shifa is in your hands, my beloved Allah. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur. Marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. My beloved Allah, bless us with spiritual health also. Our hearts are diseased. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. Our hearts are filled with jealousy, with envy. Our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. Clean and purify our hearts, my beloved Allah. Who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, become ours and make us yours. Hamara vanja aur hame apna banale. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties with plentiful of halal risk. Ya Allah, don't let us go towards any kind of haram. Why should we go towards the gambling dens? Why should we go towards borrowing on interest? Why, oh my beloved Allah, should we go to those banks and borrow on interest? Ya Allah, protect us from all kinds of haram indulgences, from stealing, from gambling, from adultery, from fornication. Ya Allah, protect us, my beloved Allah, from going to the discos and cinemas and theaters and gambling dens. My beloved Allah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that a few meters away from your resting place, the filthiest of films are being watched on the television screens. A few meters away in the hotels from your resting place, the filthiest of music is being heard. Ya Allah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed of all the fitnas that are taking place in those Mubarak lands. Ha, my Allah, he who sacrificed so much for us, how much of pain and suffering we are causing to him. Ya Allah, when he is informed of the condition of his ummah, filling up the discos and cinemas and theaters and dance halls and all kinds of sin and vices, my beloved Allah, when the ummah is indulging, how much of pain and problem we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, but he was rahmatul lil alameen. Ya Allah, you are ghafoorur raheem. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children but have become disobedient, gone on to drugs and drinks and vices, Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. It is not difficult for you, my Allah, to give them hidayat. Give the parents also the hidayat to give proper upbringing to their children and to remove from their homes and from their lives all those things that have brought disaster in the lives of the children. Ya Allah, those things have brought a moral collapse. Give us the himmat to throw it out of our homes and our lives. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of praying 5 times a day, of fasting in Ramadan, of giving zakat if due and going for hajj if farz. My beloved Allah, save us from stealing, from cheating, from deceiving. Make each and every one of us honest and truthful and righteous and pious. Oh my beloved Allah, accept each and every one of us. Ya Allah, bless us with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, throughout the world there is nothing but suffering. Throughout the world there is nothing but disasters striking. My beloved Allah, there are so many places in the world where people are in tents, they have become refugees. There are so many who do not even have shelter above their heads. Ya Allah, there are so many who are starving on this Mubarak day. Ya Allah, not even a morsel of food to go down their throats. Ya Allah, many are trapped in the mountainsides. Oh my beloved Allah, so many are under the rubble. My beloved Allah, have mercy upon all of them. Ya Allah, humare haal par bhi raham farma. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maangata hu? Main apne khuda se khuda maangata hu. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jau uska. Yehi raat din mein dua maangata hu. My beloved Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Ya Allah, jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe, sabko qubool farma. Aur sabki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, sabki hifazat farma. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas, my beloved Allah. In whichever department of deen they are working, bless them with ikhlas. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to work within the parameters of Sharia. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we have divided the ummah. We have created the division and disunity. We have sliced the ummah first, my beloved Allah. My Allah, give hidayat to the governments of Muslim countries. My beloved Allah, give the Muslim government rulers hidayat, my beloved Allah, to implement Islamic laws in the states. Ya Allah, bless them also with istiqamat on deen. Ya Allah, change the conditions of the ummah around the globe. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. We have to leave this world whether we like it or not. A time is going to come when we will have to depart from this world. Hamara janaza bhi kisi din chalega, mere Allah. Ya Allah, our tongues will be completely silenced. There will be no movement, my beloved Allah, in our bodies. Our hands, our feet, nothing, no movement at all. Ya Allah, our glasses will be removed, our watches will be removed, our tight-fitting clothes will be sliced. May Allah, the rings and the bangles and the jewelry and everything of the women folk will be removed. Nothing will remain on us, may Allah. We will be washed. Water of mayyat will be poured above our bodies. We will be moved backwards and forwards, right and left. We will not be able to utter a single word. May Allah, at that time people will be talking about us, that what was our character, how good we were or how bad we were. Ya Allah, let us leave this world in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of tawbah above our garment of taqwa above our hearts. May Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our life, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Don't snatch and seize those bounties because of our disobedience, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, in Hajjatul Wida, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we forget that Hajj? Especially on this occasion, my beloved Allah, of Eid al-Adha. Ha, Ya Allah, my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star. Each and every one of them with a purified heart. The heavens will never witness a gathering of that kind again on Arafat. Ya Allah, the heavens, the angels will never witness a gathering of that kind.
Ya Allah, each and every one of them, it had imbibed the perfume and the fragrance of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, on that occasion, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much he prayed for us. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ne Hajar Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. On that occasion, my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the duas that he made after kissing the Hajar Aswad, the duas that he made while he made the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Ya Allah, the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made at the Mizab Rahmat. How much he cried in the Hatib. Ya Allah, when he attached himself to the Multazam, he teared until his ihram became wet with his tears. Who was he praying for? Who was he begging for? Ya Allah, who was he concerned about? He was concerned about us, the Ummatis that we're going to come. Ya Allah, how much he begged for us at the Multazam, behind Muqam Ibrahim, after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa. In Mina, how much my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed. And especially at Arafat, his whole day was in prayers. But from Zohar till Maghrib extended his begging bowl, his hands. His Mubarak hands before you, and how much he begged for us. Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made at Arafat, and the du'as that he made at Muzdalifah, and the du'as that he made in his entire life. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our children, our wives, our neighbors, our friends. The society, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Muslims and the non-Muslims. Ya Allah, each and every one of them has a right above us. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill everyone's right. And give us a large heart to forgive and to forget and to overlook the shortcomings. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to overlook any kind of injury and pain that others would have caused to us. Ya Allah, hum sabko nek bana de, ek bana de. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of the people who have raised their hands this part of the time before you. Ya Allah, we cannot beg for everyone. We do not know what are the desires, what are the needs of each and every one that has gathered. Ya Allah, you are well aware of their desires. Whatever good desires and good wishes are in the hearts of each and every one who have raised their hands, Ya Allah, fulfill those good desires. Fulfill those good wishes. Fulfill those good aspirations. Ya Allah, and whatever difficulty, hardship and problem, whichever individual is suffering from, Ya Allah, remove those difficulties, hardships and problems. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, accept the qurbanis which will be made by our brothers and sisters around the globe. Ya Allah, sab ki qurbaniyon ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, bless us with ikhlas even in our qurbani. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.